this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want grade hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-690-9230 to get your free copy now. 800-690-9230. 800-690-9230.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
It's the Old Navy back-to-school uniform event. Get endless combinations of fall styles, plus polos at just $5 and pants are just $10. Now till September the 5th at Old Navy.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
I cannot believe that you're playing this song. And I'm going to tell you why. Earlier today, by hand of God, I'm working on a trivia segment at home on Al Green, and I'm listening to this that kind of music, and I was thinking about this song, and I thought, you know, I'm going to come in today and ask Peon if he'll play.
Whoa.
Lou Rawls, You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine. This is one of my favorite songs.
You'll never find.
Thank you, Lou.
But I first said Al Green.
I know, but I'm just saying I was listening to that sort of music, that soul, that R&B kind of stuff, and I was thinking about this song, and I thought I got to ask Peon to play this today. And holy crap,
man,
look at that.
That's weird.
That is weird.
You'll never find.
I just like to hear a little. Is that all right? I mean, just
yeah.
No matter where you search.
What a great voice.
Someone who cares about you the way I.
It's 5:15.
No!
Large morning show in the afternoon. It's the Big 550 KTRS. Let's let Lou play in the background here as we do our round of introductions, and then we'll do some trivia. Give me the telephone numbers, 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. We have some prizes, actually, today. Kind of a new thing for us. We'll have some chance for you to win a Stefanina's gift card. Enjoy some pizza or anything you'd like out there, and also a car wash. I'll tell you more about that coming up in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the man who can read my mind. Spinning the hits here on a Friday afternoon. It's Eon the Peon.
Hi, Bill. Happy Friday, everyone. I also would like to mention on our Facebook page today, facebook.com/AmandThePM, I'm involved in a contest, a photo contest, and I have the link on there if everybody could go and vote on my picture. And the first prize is a $500 photo session with the Arndt Photography and Video. And so I have permission, if we win the contest, I can give it away to one of our listeners. So,
sweet.
That's awfully kind of you.
So if anybody would like to go on there and vote, I would appreciate it.
And the Arndt family, you mentioned them. Peon and I will be playing in their softball game.
Yeah, they have
charity
a
game in August.
Oh, that's the big giant family.
Yeah, the family. I think they have, I want to say, 13 or 14 kids.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And one girl. I think one girl in the 12 or 13 boys.
And Eon and I go out there and we show everybody how to play softball.
That's right. We play against the Arndt family. They have enough to field a whole team. It's just them.
It's a blast. A lot of fun. It's August, I think it's August 19th, if I'm not mistaken. We'll remind you.
Well, maybe it'll only be 90 or something.
Yeah.
No kidding. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Tina Dalpiez. Tina.
Thank you. I have a couple things.
You sure do.
Yeah.
You too, Bill?
I don't know.
She thought she was safe.
I don't want to be left out.
Today is my brother and sister-in-law's 27th anniversary. I'd like to say congratulations to them. And we have no gigs this weekend, but next weekend we have a couple gigs. And if you go check us out online at Henry's Humans, you can find out where we're going to be, and hopefully we'll see some faces there next weekend.
All right. That's it. Tina and Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Daniel.
Hi, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here. I want to say hi to Maya and Braden. They're outside watching us right now.
Oh,
right,
man.
Outside the window watching.
What a show that must be, watching us through the window.
It's exciting.
Hey, you know what? If you're not busy between 3 and 6, just bring your lawn chair and just park
tailgate
out right here and watch us. Yeah.
We used to have people do that once in a while.
That's a good time.
Yeah. We did have people do that. Remember when we had guests? We had people come out here and they'd have their lawn chairs.
I came out here once and stood at that window for an hour when you had, what's his name? The wrestler, the white-haired guy?
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
Nature boy, Ric Flair.
Because my son and his friend, they were also into wrestling. So we drove up here and stared in the window for the whole time he was up here.
He was a good guest. He was a really nice guy, too.
Huh. All right. There you go. It's Dan, Tina, Peon. I'm Bill. All right. Here we go. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Do some trivia. Have a few different topics. And I will actually give you the opportunity to pick the topic that you would like. So you can pick the 1980s. You can pick, let's see here, American, what's called America. You pick that, or acronyms. Acronyms, I will tell you the acronym. You tell me what it stands for. All right?
Ooh.
So there you go. And you have to get, now we're going to make it tough since we have prizes. Well, we didn't have anything to give away. We didn't care. So we've decided you have to get 3 questions right. I know that's a tall order. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if you can do it. You get 3 right, we'll give you the gift certificates, and within those 3, you can use a lifeline one time. I hate using the word lifeline, but here I just did.
You can use some help.
You can use some help. In the studio, you can ask Dan, Tina, or Peon one time. That's it. All right? So there you go. We got a look at that, full bank of phones. All right, let's go. First up is Dustin. Dustin, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. How are you guys doing?
We're doing
good,
terrific.
Dustin.
Welcome to the week.
I am AM in the PM, by the way.
Okay. Hallelujah. All right, welcome to the weekend. Here we go. Dustin, you can pick a category, acronyms, America, or the 1980s. What would you like, sir?
I'll take America.
America. All right, here we go. What was the name of the woman that gets credit for sewing the first American flag?
Is it Betty Ross?
Close enough. Betsy Ross is actually
her name.
We'll get her. That's all right.
I'm sure somebody called her Betty.
I'm sure. Or Bets. All right. So we got one. Pick another one. Want the same category? Want to switch it up?
I'll do one more in America. Let's
one more in America. Let's see here. How many people signed the Declaration of Independence? How many people signed the Declaration of Independence?
This is totally a guess. Is it 72?
Oh, my God. Is that a guess?
Yeah, it really was.
That's wrong.
It's
wrong.
Oh,
dang it.
72? You're a little high. It's 56. People signed the Declaration. And I think only one right at the time it was written. The rest of the signatures came later. But all right.
Well, thank you, but it was my pleasure.
All right.
Thanks, Dustin.
Thanks, Dustin.
Right.
See you
thank
later.
You guys. Bye.
Here's Steve. Steve, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, Steve, pick a category. We have acronyms, America, or the 1980s. What would you like?
Let's try those acronyms.
Acronyms, all right.
Yeah.
Like that. All right, I give you the acronym. You tell me what it stands for. We're looking for three correct answers here for you to be a winner. Here we go. We'll start with an easy one. CEO. CEO. What does CEO stand for?
Let's see. Is that Chief Executive Officer?
That a boy. That's one. Yep.
All right.
All right, pick a category, or what do you want?
Well, let it ride.
Keep it
let
going.
It ride.
All right. I want to give him this. This is tough. Scuba, as in scuba diving. What does scuba stand for?
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Oh yeah!
Ooh, you watch Family Ties.
A little bit before my time.
All right, you're gonna stick with acronyms?
Let's do it.
All right. How about VAT, VAT or VAT, as it's referred to.
V as in Victor?
Yes, sir.
Wow. I don't know. It could be anything. What's
Yeah, so I guess it could
give me a hint?
No.
You have some help in the room, though.
Yeah, you can ask somebody.
Don't pick me.
Me neither.
No, never
don't
mind.
Pick any of us.
I don't stand a chance then, Bill. Can I pick you?
No, you can't pick me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
VAT or VAT.
All right, Dan, you got any idea?
I have no idea.
I'll give you a little hint. We don't, thankfully, thank God, have this in the United States, but they do have it in Europe and a lot of other countries.
A VAT?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
You give up?
I don't got it.
Variable.
No, it's called a value-added tax.
Value-added
tax. Oh, I don't know what that is. I never heard it called a VAT.
No.
VAT.
Never heard of it.
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks for the time. Damn right. In the PM.
Thanks, Steve.
You didn't mean to Steve there, but
I'm sorry.
Hey,
I believe in his words, let it ride. That's what he said. Yeah. So I let it ride. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, good afternoon.
Hello, Bill.
How are you, sir?
Fine, how are you?
We're doing great. All right, pick a category. We have acronyms, America, or the 1980s. What would you like? Mike?
1980s.
1980s. Okay, here we go. All about 1980s, things that have to do with 1980s. What was the name of the 80s game show that featured the Whammy? What was the name of the 80s game show that featured the Whammy?
Oh, I know that.
I know it. Use a lifeline.
Okay.
Press your luck.
That is correct. Press your luck. Who is the host of that? Do you remember?
Peter Tamarkin.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. Same category, Mike, or you want to switch it up?
Let's go America.
America. All right. Let's see here. Yeah, okay, we talked about signing the Declaration of Independence. Only one person actually signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th. Who was that person? I'd love to give you a hint, but I didn't give one to the last guy, so I guess I can't.
Nicolas Cage.
No.
No.
And I guarantee you've heard this man's name.
John Hancock?
That's right, yeah!
Richard John Hancock.
Yeah, good job.
Hey, Dion, can you edit out the last part?
Yeah, I'll take care of you. I'll take Ian out.
All right. All right, Mike, what acronyms, America, 1980s. Your last one. What do you want?
Let's go acronyms.
All right. How about BCC? BCC, and I will just give you a little hint that you would use this when you are. You know what it is, Tina? Yeah, I guess I can't.
I know the first word, but
a BCC.
You might see
this when you're. I don't know. I'm sorry. I can't really give you a hint. I'm sorry because I didn't give one. And
email.
You used an email in particular. Used a BCC. What would that be?
Oh. Something.
No, he doesn't know.
Carbon it's copy.
Blind carbon copy.
That's when you send like an email to somebody and the person you originally sent it to doesn't know you've sent it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
you'll take my word for it.
It's on there.
Mike.
Yeah. Try,
Mike.
Yeah, it takes all the like the other addresses out, right? Is that what it does?
No. If I sent an email to Peon, I could do a BCC to Tina, and Peon would not know that I had sent that same email to her. All right. Mike, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks a lot.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
So
see you later. Boy, he was very
both
close.
Both of them.
Run out of time here. Let's talk to Shane. Hello, Shane.
Hey, how you doing?
Is this the guy that owned you on the Shane Company? Is that you?
I wish.
Yeah. Thought I'd ask.
I'm AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. All right, pick a category. America, the 1980s, or acronyms?
The easy 1980s.
The 1980, okay, the easy 1980s,
yeah, the
he
easy
says.
Portion, yeah.
Okay. All right, 1980s, the president was Ronald Reagan. What did Ronald Reagan always have on his desk?
Oh.
Let me put it here. Let me
Nancy.
Read. What?
Oh. Gross.
No.
That was not Shane.
Here's
I know it.
The actual quote. What snack did Ronald Reagan always have on his desk?
Nancy.
I'm not
right.
I'm 75% sure on this jelly bean.
That is correct. Yeah, jelly beans.
Jelly bellies.
Love jelly beans. Okay, are we sticking with the 80s?
Oh, let's try. try an acronym. The last one, I thought I was good at this, but the last few.
Unfortunately for you, the rest of these are pretty difficult. This one may not be too bad. GDP. What does GDP stand for?
Gross domestic product.
There you go. All right.
Okay.
This is where everybody runs into trouble. All right.
Okay, you secretly gave me a hint. I'm not going acronyms anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't fire you. All right. Do you want the 80s or America? What would you like?
I'll do the 80s again.
1980s. Okay. What was the name of Eddie Murphy's character on the 1984 hit movie Beverly Hills Cop?
This is. Dun, 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 dun. I know. It's the name of the song.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Dun, dun. Song by Harold Faltermeyer.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. I can play a stupid thing on the piano.
You have a helper if you need it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you do.
I know. I'm trying to get it on my own.
A couple people in this room know it.
Yeah. Well, we are off at 6 o'clock, Shane, so.
Axel Foley.
That is right. Yeah. Good job, Shane.
Cell phone Googling kicked in.
No, I did not Google. I'm glad.
All right, Shane, we'll end on a high note. How's that? So, Shane, good job. We got the gift certificate for you. Going to set you up with a car wash. And
Stefanina's.
There you go. Stefanina's.
Westport Car Wash.
Oh, it's the Stefanina's gift certificate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great pizza, by the way.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I've never been.
Really?
Oh, really?
No, it's excellent.
Never had it.
And maybe Shane will take you.
Yeah, there you go.
And Shane. A $10 Westport Car Wash certificate.
All right, buddy.
Okay. All right. And what do I do?
Hang on. I'll let you know.
Hang on. I'll talk to you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you. Great show, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks.
All right. I'll end on that note. Good job. I always feel bad when we don't get a winner. But
he did that all on his own.
I don't feel that bad, but good for Shane. He's heading to get some pizza at Stefanina's. Let's see here. We got time just for a few stories. Let's see. New study, and this is no surprise, found that insurers' funny ads are not paying off.
We talked about that yesterday.
Oh, well, here, hang on. Just throw that one away.
You should listen to this show, Bill. It's pretty good, even when you're
Who was it that spent $550 million or billion dollars?
I'd have to tape it back together to tell you.
Was it Geico or Progressive? Or?
Yeah, one of them, yeah, $500 million.
We have an elderly couple. Please don't tell me you did this one, too. We have an elderly couple.
Oh, yeah.
You did that?
No, I don't know.
Oh, come on! No, I'm afraid to even say
anything. We have an elderly couple.
We have an elderly couple. They are in Ontario. And they spend $80,000 on an addition to their home. The problem is they didn't get any sort of a permit. They didn't go through the proper channels. They've spent,
tear it down?
They've spent $200,000 on lawyers and other professionals in an attempt to save the addition. And now the judge in this particular case, I believe, has now ruled they're going to have to tear it down. So they've spent $280,000 on
that's
an addition.
Not right.
They didn't go through the proper channels, didn't get the licenses and everything like this. So they have to take the addition.
Well, I would think the contractor would be partially responsible for that because they should check.
Yeah, they must have done it on their own then because you would think they'd check that out or gotten the proper. Yeah, a lot of guys, you're not supposed to do anything without
first
going through.
With the city.
Yeah.
And if you need one, they get it.
Now, here we talk about acronyms. BART. What does BART stand for? Do you know?
Can you give us that?
This is in Northern California.
Is BART. It, Bay Area Road Transit?
Very close. Bay Area Rapid Transit. It's like their...
Ian, you're so smart.
It's like their Metrolink, I guess, out there. And I'm just going to go ahead and read the story to you. When work crews pulled open a broken BART escalator at the San Francisco Civic Center station last month, they found so much human excrement in its works, they had to call a hazardous materials team.
How can that be?
While the sheer volume of human waste was surprising, its presence was not. Once the station closes, the bottom of BART station stairwells in downtown San Francisco are often a prime location for homeless people to camp for the night or find a private place to relieve themselves.
Well, I guess they figure if you do it on the escalator, it'll just all get ground up and go on the inside anyway. There's no evidence anymore.
Wouldn't want to be the first person in there.
I know. I've told you guys this before. When I used to live, we lived in Northern California for a short period of time. And I remember being in San Francisco. I remember being in the back seat. I think my grandpa and grandma were visiting. And I remember being in the back seat of the car. We were driving down the roads in San Francisco, pretty close to the Bay Bridge. And I remember we were at an intersection and we stopped. And I remember looking out the window and I saw a homeless man. He was walking and he just stopped and he did number two right there
in his pants.
Oh, right there in his pants. Oh yeah.
How do you know he never stopped?
You know what? I take that back. I don't know. I just assumed, but it was
he had that look on his face.
Yes, he was grunting. I guess go ahead and say it right there. And then he stopped and then he just kept walking. And I thought, holy mackerel!
If you're gonna be homeless, though, I heard San Francisco is the city to do it.
You know, really? Why?
Oh, they have a lot of, you know...
I'll tell you the city to go to. It's actually San Diego.
San Diego, too.
San Diego. There are homeless people everywhere.
Because the weather's so great.
Well, yeah. Then, why would you want to be in San Francisco? It's kind of chilly.
But if they have more shelters and things, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so. I think San Francisco has that stigma of being, you know, real liberal and taking care of
everybody.
So I'm sure, yeah.
We got a guy who... he's a worker. He set fire to a submarine so he could leave early from work. Well, I think that's...
Oh, we talked about this.
Yeah, we had that. Yeah.
Sorry.
$1 billion.
$400 million. Yeah.
Yeah.
He wanted to get out of work.
Maybe you guys could send me a rundown of things you mentioned.
I wish we had more.
You were doing fine.
And that's it. There was one thing today about drivers who are texting. And I'm seeing this more and more and more it's getting to be pretty frightening, actually. And I'm sure many of you have seen that they're driving really slow or they're swerving.
Some of them are just talking on the phone.
Well, and there's that, but texting in particular, and where these states where they have laws that say you can't text, what they do, people will put the cell phone down like in their lap. So that's even worse, where you know they're not paying any attention. But there was a story today about, you know, people need to call 911 if you see. But look, especially here in St. Louis, don't all the different police departments have just a small section of, let's say 270?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by the time you call the police, won't they have gone to the next sort of municipality?
Highway Patrol.
It depends, but the St. Louis County can cover the entire highway there.
But I guess I'm just wondering if you called 911 to report one of these people. I mean, are they really going to answer?
They should just make all phones so that you can do voice text,
just not text, maybe. No,
that's ridiculous.
Because you're actually reading. If you're reading a text,
stupid idea.
Right, but if you just press a button like up on your dash or something, and you can talk, and then
where everything's sort of eye level, where you can still be sort of looking out the window.
You can have a wreck messing with the radio or dropping something on the floor.
Texting's a lot different.
Very distractive.
A lot different. All right. Well, there you go. Few stories for you this afternoon. Mike Evans will be joining us here in a little bit. It's Aloha Friday. Be on from Southern California. And when we come back, it's the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get an update on the roads with Tim Gilbert. He has your Golden Oaklanding traffic. Tim?
Just when you thought it was getting better, it gets worse. And we'll head west on 70. Just got a report of an accident at 5th Street. It is blocking the two right lanes, and that is going to slow things down for folks headed through our city and across the Blanchette Bridge until they get that wrapped up. You did have some heavy traffic slowing you down a little. Zumbel out past Cave Springs, and again, 370 in pockets out past Highway 79. By the time you get through Highway K, you're moving back at the speed limit again. Southbound 270, that's still crowded. Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 270 headed into North County, bunching up and slowing down past McDonald Boulevard all the way through Lindbergh. By the time you get to Washington Elizabeth, that too is back up to the speed limit. And downtown, westbound 5570, that's still heavy across the Poplar and through that work zone where just the right lane still open through from past Busch Stadium and out to Union Station. And traffic is a service of the makers of Centrum, with quality ingredients backed by 30 years of science, so you know you're at your best. Centrum, always be your most complete. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center in St. Louis, I'm Tim Gilbert on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, Carney here. Join me for the program tonight, end of the week, same day as the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. And in its honor, I'm going to do the show while performing the standing long jump. Or probably not. But Jackie Joyner-Kersee will join us. She's been to the Olympics, movies with Tom O'Keefe, and, of course, lots of games to play. It starts tonight at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Kevin Svendt, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote can save you time and money buying life insurance. Recently, a man called saying he and his wife wanted life insurance, but didn't have time to shop around. I got their pertinent information, then quickly shopped the highly rated term life companies we represent for the couple's best rates. Well, I was able to find the man, 45 and in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for just over $31 a month. And his wife, 42 and in excellent health, the same policy for only $21 a month.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-5737. That's 1-800-900-5737. 1-800-900-5737. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-700-5589. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-700-5589. That number again is 1-800-700-5589.
If you're a man and you're sick of having to go to the bathroom all the time, take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge. We're so sure it will reduce frequent urination, we'll send you a free full-size bottle of Super Beta Prostate to try absolutely free. It will help you get back to a normal bathroom routine both day and night. Imagine the difference that would make. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-3980. Super Beta Prostate contains beta-sitosterol, clinically shown to support healthy flow and more complete bladder emptying. Millions of men rely on Super Beta Prostate to get a better night's sleep and not have to spend so much time in the bathroom. Take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge and try a free bottle. All you pay is shipping and handling, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. You'll be amazed at how quickly you notice a difference. Get your free bottle now while supplies last. Call 1-800-700-3980. That's 1-800-700-3980. 1-800-700-3980.
Hi, I'm Mike Keller. For quality, value, and fun since 1971, nobody makes regulars like Mattingly's Sports Bar and Grill.
Summer was made for Mattingly's and baseball. View every game on dozens of flat screens, including a 100-inch TV at Mattingly's St. Charles location that's like being at the game. Enjoy the coldest beer on the planet and great food and drink specials during every televised game at both locations of Mattingly's.
Mattingly's Sports Bar and Grill with two locations, Florissant and St. Charles. Online at MattyLeeSportsBar.com.
Kevin Putney of 123 Mortgage.
Call or click, apply, and close. It's three aspects of 123 Mortgage, which is the principle of the 123 Mortgage name. Is call, click, apply, close. It truly is a simple process. Once I get the appraisal in hand, you're looking at an initial underwrite, 24 to 48 hours. Everything works out. You're closing within 7 days of when you initially called in. Your loan's like a fingerprint. Everyone's got a different fingerprint. So not everyone's loan is going to be the same. You could be talking to the person next to you at work and they're saying what they had. Well, their situation may be different than yours. So give 123 Mortgage a chance. Call us at 314-862-0123 or find me on the web at 123mortgage.com. Call, click, and close.
At 123 Mortgage, we make loans simple. We'll close at your place or ours. Call 8620-123.
123, we make it simple.
NMLS number 260531. Missouri license number 105095.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and well, more homework. They've got the formula for success, the best products, plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
It is indeed Aloha Friday, and that means we check in with Mike Evans. He'll do his entertainment report, of course, and then he'll end his segment with a wonderful Hawaiian song. If you've never heard it before, it's something to look forward to. He is brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website, kitchens, baths, and homes. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Mike Evans.
Give it in!
What's happening?
Little Billy Clavin.
What's going on? What's
that's an acronym, LBC.
Little Billy Clavin, yeah.
Little Billy Clavin.
You got it. What's going on, man?
Hey, Pacquiao's question, name the name of the celebrity who makes a lot of money as a landlord, Sandra Bullock. Sally Field. Madonna.
Ugh.
Yeah, well, there you go. Two movie reviews. Killer Joe is a fast-moving film that has mystery, suspense, and it's funny. Emil Hirsch plays the guy whose drugs are stolen by his mom. Then he gets hold of his dad to help him get his drugs back, and they go out and find somebody to try to get that done. Turns out to be Matthew McConaughey, who is a paid assassin they hired to kill the mom. It's sort of like a Pulp Fiction almost. NC-17, because of the violence, 103 minutes, 3 stars.
Ooh, what's it called again?
It's called Killer Joe.
When's that come out?
Opens today.
Oh.
The other movie is The Watch. Just some regular guys living in the burbs discover that their neighborhood is invaded by aliens. Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, Jonah Hill. Should be ashamed. Bad script. Bad acting.
Oh, man.
Bad movie. Rated R, 101 minutes, 1 star.
One? Wow.
You know what? If our boy's here, he'd give this one Kate in.
One what?
Oh, Reggie, you mean.
Remember Reggie?
One, yeah. All right, Dan.
All right,
yeah. You should just go watch the Burbs instead with Tom Hanks. Yeah. It's probably much better done.
Yeah. There you go. You going to watch the Olympics?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Hope so.
Yeah, Olympics are going to be great. I got an Olympic story for you. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. So when I was doing mornings at K-Rock, KROQ in L.A., I also did a live show at nightclubs during happy hour. It was about an hour and a half, hour 45-minute show. I had the K-Rock bikini girls. I dressed up in a tux. We played all kinds of games, like the dating game, Let's Make a Deal, The Price is Right. It was kind of cheesy, but it was a really good show.
Jeez.
Rap Boy.
That's Rap Boy jumping in. Sorry, Mike.
The head of the 1984 Olympic Committee saw the show at a club called the Red Onion and hired me to do the show every night in the Olympic Village entertaining the athletes.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was really cool. Saw 88 events, was there opening, closing ceremonies,